Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hi.
You're not gonna be able to make it? Again. No, yeah, I got it. Actually, I was just opening it. It's beautiful. I just wish that you could have been here instead of a bracelet. Okay? Because the last thing I need is another bracelet.
Merry Christmas, and thanks for joining me today on Mental Note. I'm your host, Purpose Vision. What's up, y'all? Hope you're having a happy and merry Christmas. And today I just want to let you know the top 11 black celebrity endorsers as reported by blackvoices.com. According to the New York Post, celebrity appearances are an advertising staple, with one survey last year suggesting as much as 20% of all ads feature a TV, film, or sports star. This was a stellar year for black celebrities who created, endorsed, and cashed out on brands ranging from champagne to satellite TV. Speaking specifically of Jay-Z and Beyoncé, respectively. More often than ever, huge black stars are getting involved in the design and production of products, interweaving their tremendous powers of personality with the products they are promoting. So blackvoices.com has the top 11 celebrity endorsers of 2007. Now, guys, this is based on a calculation of estimated income, creative control and input, number of deals per star, and, of course, pure cash earned by the black celebrity. Okay, so let's see. Did your favorite black entertainer, personality, or sports star come out on top? Coming in at number 11 is Serena Williams. So Serena Williams is number 11 for the top 11 black celebrity endorsers. And it says here that she stays in the spotlight and keeps the endorsements coming. Her Nike deal alone was worth $40 million to her in 2004. This year, despite many years of amazing endorsement success, our girl Serena was only featured in the 2007 HP laptop campaign, which didn't even feature her head. While this proves that she is still a marketing machine who appeals to the mainstream, this campaign allowed her little creative control or input. So Serena is our number 11. Coming in at number 10 is Usher. Usher came out with dual fragrances this year. He and She is what they were called. And it seems like that's a little bit non-creative, especially since the development of a celebrity fragrance right now is becoming, you know, a common way for celebs to cash out. In addition to this endorsement, which offered Usher some creative control, Usher appeared in the 2007 Macy's television advertising campaign as well. So Usher's not doing so bad. And number nine is Pharrell. You know, Pharrell is the hip-hop producer. It says that he has two clothing brands, Ice Cream and Billionaire Boys Club, and he's trying to cash in on this trippy Japanese style, same as Gwen Stefani. And it says by also repping for HP Computers in a television ad this year, Pharrell's two endorsements and international appeal puts him at number nine. Let's see who we have for number eight, Queen Latifah. You know, Queen Latifah came out, she's endorsing CoverGirl. She has her own Queen collection. That's one of the things that is standing out as far as this list goes, with her being a top black celebrity endorser. You know, that CoverGirl campaign, and then she had the Curvation Ladies underwear, and she did Pizza Hut as well this year. Let's see, who do we have coming in at number seven is Jay-Z. Jay-Z, he had a rather interesting year for endorsements. He is endorsing Ace of Spades Champagne, and it's in response to the Cristal Champagne Company attempting to publicly distance itself from its consumers in the hip-hop community. So Jay decided that he would go and endorse Ace of Spades Champagne. Hadn't heard of it, guys, but you may want to check that out. Coming in at number six, we have Rihanna. You know, Jay actually signed Rihanna, and it says that that song Umbrellas made her a lot of money this year. And she even received the Venus Breezes Celebrity Legs of Goddesses Award for Gillette, which insured her legs for $1 million. So that's like Tina Turner. Tina Turner had insurance on her legs as well. Number five is Derek Jeter. Seems like he has ongoing endorsements with Nike, Gatorade, Upper Deck Sports Collectibles, Movado Watches, and Ford that total in the tens of millions of dollars. This year, he also added a fragrance called Driven. And looks like he's doing pretty good as well, guys. Stay tuned, and I'm going to give you the top four celebrity endorsers for 2007. You're listening to Mental Note. Merry, Merry Christmas. Right here, I'm your girl, Purpose Vision. This is your open discussion on entertainment news, current events, music, movies, fashion, and much, much more. Be sure to tune in on Sunday nights at 6:30 p.m. Yeah, you heard me right, 6:30 p.m. My time schedule changed. Seems like my slot was taken, so it's all good. 6:30 p.m. Sunday nights, Purpose Vision, the show, all things real estate, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And be sure to check me out each and every morning at 9:30 a.m. for another dose of Mental Note. All of your current events, entertainment news, music, movies, fashion, and sports even, right here on Blog Talk. Stay right where you are, and I will be right back.
Okay, that's right. Come on,
Okay, that's right.
Come on,
You can't run away.
Okay, that's right.
Gonna find you and take it slowly. You can't run away.
Okay, that's right.
Gonna find you and make you want me. Oh my God, can't groove and sit with you.
Okay,
so what you wanna do? Make sure your game is true.
Come on.
See, oh my God, can't groove and sit with you. So what you wanna do? Make sure your game is true.
What could it be that through these courts he gets? I swear there's a specimen. Fool the city for the air, clean cut and dapper. Straight and narrow, tingle in the bone, marrow, came to all my niggas' barrel. But I ain't that Instead, I act suggestive, zap my eyelashes, make through the subtle passes. Time perfectly with the classic, under my dark glasses, I'm mouthing all the words to blue magic. With all due respect, he approached it, then offered the roach clippers. I respectfully declined to smoke it. Broke it to ice, his demeanor was tight. He tried to freak it to my mental.
Hey, yo, it wasn't accidental.
Yo, his talk was slick. My resume is kind of thick.
So let's blow this thing, girl, and check this flick.
And show me why I paid a lot, ain't your average click.
Recognize, paid a lot, about to lock this shit.
Oh my God, can't you be spent with you?
Okay.
So what you wanna do?
What?
Make sure y'all can't get through.
Yeah, yeah.
See, oh my God, can't you be spent with you? So what you wanna do? Make sure y'all can't get through.
All right, guys, I'm back. I'm your host, Purpose Vision. The guest call-in number is 347-215-8667. This is your open discussion on entertainment news, current events, music, movies, fashion, and much, much more. I'm going to give you the top four celebrity black endorsers. Coming in at number four is Diddy. Continuing the trend of rappers peddling liquor, Diddy has inked a revolutionary deal that some insiders believe can net him $100 million through a multi-year profit-sharing contract. In his deal with Ciroc Vodka, Combs will be responsible for marketing the brand and determining where it is sold. Plus, Diddy's Unforgivable Woman perfume came out this year. Gotta make that paper with all those kids. I didn't say that, guys. This is what it says here. But at any rate, Puffy, Diddy, y'all know him, number four. Black celebrity endorser. Coming in at number three, we have LeBron James. LeBron is actually playing right now. The Cleveland Cavaliers and the Miami Heat, guys, on ABC. You may want to check out that game. They're on TV right now. After earning $100 million in his first year in the NBA, LeBron James has added a new lucrative endorsement to his portfolio this year. James has inked a six-figure endorsement deal with Coca-Cola for its Sprite and Powerade brands. This is in addition to his deal with Upper Deck Trading Cards, said to be worth $5 million, and his $90 million Nike deal. Let's go, LeBron. Coming in at number two, we have Tiger Woods. After doing an endorsement deal with Buick in 2002, Tiger Woods renewed his contract in 2004 for another 5 years and reportedly $40 million. But the big whopper of a deal for Woods in 2007 was his $100 million deal with Gatorade, which will go on for five more years. What he lacks in quantity of deals, Tiger Woods certainly makes up for in bang per endorsement. And number one, can I get a drum roll, is Beyonce. Beyonce may not have a single $100 million deal, but her list of endorsements in 2007 alone is staggering. American Express, her Samsung B phone, her Armani Diamonds perfume, her appearance in Disneyland's ad campaign as Alice from Alice in Wonderland, her direct TV ad, and her continuing L'Oreal cosmetics contract. As the face of her own clothing lines, run with her family, Darion, and now Darion Jr. launched in 2007, Beyonce is everywhere and pulling in product-related cash from almost every commodity category. Her level of exposure combined with the number, quality, and diversity of her endorsement deals makes Beyonce BB's top black celebrity endorser of 2007. So as reported by blackvoices.com, those are the top 11 black celebrity endorsers. So it's always good to know, you know, what sells, you know, different products that celebrities are endorsing. Seems that must be, you know, the marketable items, guys. So, you know, we're all business people. Sometimes we need to think in those terms when, you know, we hear those types of things. So Thanks for tuning in. It's your girl Purpose Vision right here, Mental Note. I hope you're having a Merry Christmas and that you are giving and receiving good love on this December 25th, 2007. Please join me again here in the morning, 9:30 a.m. And until then, remember in all things, peace and love.
Look, I ain't got nothing to say to you. I can't even believe you. You know what? I'm too fly for this. You're playing yourself.
Here we go again. Now you're telling me that she is just a friend. And when she's calling you at 3 o'clock in the morning, I can't take it no more.
No, no, no.
Here we go again.
Who let you hit it from the back anyway that you like in any best? I can say the price. I thought it was a chick you would make your wife. And now you can't even stay tonight. I can't even look in your face without wanting to slap you. Damn, I thank God I ain't get that tattoo. You better thank God I ain't have to. You ain't even worth that trick, get at you. Matter of fact, trick, get at dude. I'm convinced I ain't got to ask you. Tell the type of this to have you. I ain't looking at you no more. I'm looking past you.